This is one of those passages, the words of Jesus, that requires the Holy Spirit to really understand what he is saying. It began the passage with Jesus answered the Jews. And so if you attended Mass yesterday, or you can go back and check John chapter 5, Jesus healed the man who was crippled on the Sabbath. And so the Jews were upset, and so they sought to kill him. And it continues here. But in this beautiful passage that requires some contemplation, some meditation, allowing the fullness of these words to kind of encapture us, that this is not one of those quick little Bible verses you can put on your social media and get all the likes. This requires allowing these words to penetrate your hearts. But Jesus is revealing the depths of himself, the truth of who he is. And as he did that, the Jews wanted to kill him. The reason why they wanted to kill Jesus is because he revealed to them his very self. This intimate connection, this deep personal relationship between the Father and the Son. And even in this passage, we see how Jesus is surrendered to the will and the power of his Heavenly Father. It's a great model for us that through our baptism, we have been entered into Christ, that we become one with him, one with the Son, and therefore by necessity, we are one with the Father. And just as Jesus was sent, we too are sent. We too have been given that mission. The mission of spreading God's name, the fullness of who he is, as we heard so beautifully depicted in the responsorial psalm, Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, good to all, compassionate toward all his works. He is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. He lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. This is who our Heavenly Father is. This is God. And this is the God that we are sent on mission to share with the whole world, to reveal to the world living in darkness the light and truth of who Jesus is. The only way to light, to truth, and to freedom is through Jesus, the one who is sent from the Father, the one who only does what the Father tells him, only does what the Father asks him to do. That sharing in the very work of the Father. And what's the work of the Father? He tells us he brings death, dead things to life. The very word of God is creative. Your life can be creative. Your life can bring the light to the world. Your life can bring dead things to life as you share the saving message of Jesus Christ with everyone that you encounter. Whether you do so officially as a missionary proclaiming Jesus, or you simply live like the Father who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. When you live the way the Father lives, then you bring his Son with you. And this missionary zeal, this being sent from the Father, is what empowered St. Patrick. I mean, there's lots of stories, lots of myths, lots of exaggerations, lots of sin and debauchery attached to this great saint, converted the whole country, the whole island of Ireland, one of the few true conversions in like taking over of a country that was peaceful. This young man who was raised in the faith, and he writes he had no idea about prayer or who God was, would go through the motions like most teenagers, most young people, but at 16 years old was kidnapped and taken to Ireland, was forced to work. And in that time of working in a foreign country alone is when he encountered the voice of the Father. It's when he really learned to pray. How often are we put in difficult situations and feel abandoned? St. Patrick can teach us that those moments can be great encounters with the Father. And he escaped that slavery, went back to his home country, probably Britain or Wales, eventually became a priest and then a bishop, and wanted to go back to Ireland to share with his captors, the very same people who put him in slavery. He wanted to share with them the saving message of Jesus Christ. This great evangelist. How willing are we to forgive and to love the people who hurt us? St. Patrick is a great intercessor, a great example for us. And so when we think about how the world celebrates this day, this is the man, this is the life we should be seeking to imitate. And I'm sure many of us are familiar with the breastplate of St. Patrick, his beautiful prayer that he shared with his fellow missionaries as they were going through the enemy territory and being hunted down, and whose life, like Jesus, they were seeking to kill. He has this beautiful prayer. I'll share it with you as we end this homily. It's a little lengthy, but it's a beautiful meditation. I arise today. Through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation, I arise today. Through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his descent from the judgment of doom, I arise today. Through the strength of the love of cherubim, in the obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of patriarchs, in the predictions of prophets, in the preaching of apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men, I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devil, from temptations of vice, from everyone who shall wish me ill afar and near. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witchcraft and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul, Christ to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness, of the Creator of creation. Amen. Saint Patrick, pray for us.